is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Thursday, October 9th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, the executive order to detain sick Americans. Then, cops who burned a baby won't face indictments. And why Democrats are bailing on Harry Reid. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
The globalists are intelligent, they're smart, but they're also very arrogant and super hyper hubris filled, overconfident with bravado, arrogance, whatever you want to call it.
Well, sadly, yesterday, the first case of Ebola in the United States came to a close with the death of Mr. Duncan. But a lot of us believe that this is not the end of it. And of course, one of those people is the Director of Health and Human Services, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Sylvia Burwell. She said that despite the best efforts of health officials, Americans have to prepare for the reality that there may be more cases of Ebola in the U.S. We had one case, she said, and I think there may be other cases. And I think we have to recognize that as a nation. Now, she went on to say that the most important place with regard to taking care of screening is actually at the point of departure. Well, that didn't work out very well for us, did it? If they're not going to shut down flights, if they're going to instead shut down the precautions that were put in place, recommended by the CDC, and that was quietly taken away by Obama in 2010, if they're not going to track flyers and have a keep a history of that because supposedly that violates our privacy, since when has the federal government ever cared about violating our privacy? When it serves their purposes, and it serves their purposes in every respect except this, they will keep track of records, keep track of who's flying where. And certainly in this situation, out of people who are flying out of certain countries, they should keep those records. But the one thing that they look for, and this is what you see Health and Human Services and the federal government, they see this all through the lens of open borders. Now, of course, Jesse Jackson went to the area and he has a different filter. He sees everything in terms of racism. The story from InfoWars.com, Jesse Jackson says the Dallas patient's Ebola death was due to racism. He said, what role did his lack of privilege play in the treatment he received? Really? Well, as one person put it, and we quoted this in the article, one Dallas resident said, how is this a race issue? The man lied. He's a health risk. And they point out that he went through four different airports. He brought it to Dallas County. He brought this to the United States, to a new continent, based on the fact that he lied about this, that he covered it up. And of course, the government, with its preoccupation with open borders, and Jesse Jackson, with his preoccupation with racism, are missing the key points. And the key point is that there's incompetence here, there's a level of idiocracy, and there are different agendas that are helping this to spread. Now, to her credit, his stepdaughter, Mrs. Jala, was given the all clear by the CDC, amazingly, only 7 days after she was in close, intimate contact with him as a caregiver. And we know that the minimum time is 8 to 10 days. They told her she could return to her job as a nurse, even though symptoms could manifest themselves up to 21 days later. And according to their current prognosis, people can only catch it when others are symptomatic. There's a lot of question that many people have raised that that's not the case, that people can express the virus, especially as an aerosol, before they are showing symptoms. But it's not just in America where there were cases of incompetence. And of course, he was given an experimental drug. He was given a lot of care. The hospital bill in Dallas goes up to $1,000 an hour, estimated Bloomberg. They say that the care that was provided to him will cost as much as $500,000, and they're going to have to recognize that there is no money. They will just have to write this off. Yes, he came to this country, he lied to get in, he brought the disease in, and then he had no insurance, no way, no intention to pay for it, yet care was provided for him, even given experimental drugs. But that's not good enough for Jesse Jackson. He wants to chalk it up to something else. Well, there's a healthy dose of incompetence as well. And we can see this on an even greater scale in Spain, where we see the first transmission outside of Africa of Ebola. The hospital worker there, the nurse who has been set aside as testing positive for Ebola, we learn that she was exposing other people in the emergency room for 8 hours after she tested positive for Ebola. Now, the Liberian man went to the hospital and was turned away once. This nurse in Spain was turned back 3 times. She went for medical care 3 times, and they sent her away before the 3rd time, realizing that she, in fact, did have Ebola. And then that took 1 week after she first went to see a doctor. His health care was delayed by incompetence for 2 days. But then it gets worse. After they know that she has Ebola, this is what happens. This is from a story from CNN. They say, according to a worker at the hospital, Romero lay in the emergency room exposed to other patients as well as to medical staff who were going back and forth for 8 hours before being transferred to a hospital in the Spanish capital that specializes in infectious diseases. Yes, the incompetence that is spreading this, the lack of care, the lack of taking this seriously is even more so on parade in Spain. Right after the break, we're going to take a look at what's happening politically in Liberia. There are some parallels as what many of us believe may happen in America if this gets out of hand. Stay with us.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. Now, as we've watched this Ebola case in Dallas, we've seen the CDC, other federal agencies, especially the Dallas judge that's on the scene there, we've seen a lot of misinformation, a lot of outright lying, a lot of no information, cover-up of what's going on, a blackout, essentially. And we've seen reckless behavior modeled in order to try to control fear. What may be coming up next, we can see in Liberia. And there, they're cracking down very formally on journalists. This is reported by WND's Jerome Corsi. He says, Liberia is stifling Ebola media coverage. The World Health Organization, first of all, issued a statement warning that the officially reported decline in new cases in Liberia coming from the Liberian government over the last 3 weeks is, quote, unlikely to be genuine. In other words, the information coming out of there is false, to paint a picture that's a lot rosier than what's really going on. Now, the government there, in order to try to get control of that, to try to control fear by telling lies to people, is now cracking down on any information to outside journalists or to local journalists. They're saying that they're forbidding healthcare workers in Liberia from talking to any journalists without specific approval. They're justifying this, just as our government does, on the grounds of protecting the privacy of patients and healthcare workers. And they are telling journalists who want to take photographs or conduct interviews, video recordings of an Ebola healthcare facility, they will be required to now secure written permission from the Ministry of Health and Social Welfare. Yes, they're cracking down. And not only that, they have suspended elections that were due to take place next week. On InfoWars.com, we have the story, Ebola hit Liberia, cancels nationwide election. And of course, this is going to be a nationwide Senate election. And that was scheduled for next week. That has now been shut down. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was exercising powers under a state of emergency that was announced in August to, quote, suspend any and all rights ordinarily exercised, enjoyed, and guaranteed to citizens. Would our government suspend an election if we had a pandemic? Would they use executive orders to set up martial law? Of course they would. We've been seeing this developing and reporting on this for years at InfoWars. Just go back a couple of years. Just go back 2.5 years only. And it's been going on much longer than this, of course. Look at this article from InfoWars 2.5 years ago. Obama's latest executive order, martial law, confiscation of private property and forced labor. And as Kurt Nemo points out in that article, the government has given itself, under those orders done 2.5 years ago, the authority to seize all communication, confiscate all food resources, take control of all transportation, and compel you at gunpoint under, quote, federal supervision to work as a slave. Then we had last January, look at this headline, Obama's 23 executive orders, doctors become snitches, and gun ownership is a disease, and many more things. You remember when that came out? That was right after the Sandy Hook shooting. Then in January of this year, we have Obama announces plan to rule by executive order. We're not going to take the time to go over all these many articles. There are so many articles that InfoWars has put up, so many reports about Obama's executive orders. But just look at this. Just 2 months ago, Paul Joseph Watson's story, Obama signs executive order to allow detention of Americans with respiratory illness, preparing for this even before he said, that was a month and a half before he said there was absolutely no risk of Ebola coming to the United States, having meetings with the CDC, pretty much unprecedented for an American president. And of course, at the same time, he was telling us there was no chance it was coming. They were putting in orders for 160,000 hazmat suits. And then finally, just 2 days ago, we see the Connecticut governor declaring a state of emergency over Ebola as a precaution. Yes, would they do it? Certainly they would. This is one of the many things that we're concerned about. It's not just the disease itself, but how they will use it to set up martial law on top of the disastrous pandemic. A lot of incompetence and a lot of hands off until this thing gets out of hand, and then they will come down with an iron fist. Well, stay with us right after the break. We're going to talk about some of the elections that are coming up, some of the issues, and how things are looking. That's only a few weeks away. We'll be right back.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It has just been reported that the deputy, who many feared had come down with Ebola yesterday, is taken in sick. Someone who had visited the apartment of Mr. Duncan, the Ebola patient in Dallas, tests have come back negative for him. CNN reports that tests of a specimen from Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, Dallas, where he was treated, were negative for the deadly virus, the Texas Department of State Health Services said. And of course, he was very concerned, as we all were, with the mixed messages that were sent out. They quarantined his patrol car. They took the clothing that he had and quarantined that and let him go. And he said, what about me? That's the kind of mixed messages that we've been seeing. What we saw there as they went into that apartment, of course, it was days after the patient had been removed from the apartment he'd been staying in, and perhaps, hopefully, it was no longer contagious. Yet, rather than saying that to the public, they gave the impression that it wasn't any problem to go into an apartment. It wasn't any problem to leave the vomit on the sidewalk for many days. That is not the case. And we're seeing the fruit of that, of course, in this case in Spain. The BBC was told by one of the scientists who discovered Ebola back in 1976, he said, much more must be done to stop the spread of this virus. He said he never imagined that an Ebola outbreak, quote, could have gotten to this point. And The Guardian has reported that the Spanish Ebola patient's condition is much worse, and now up to seven people have been quarantined. They say four more people have been put in quarantine in the past day. Said 80 are under observation, including two employees at the hair salon where she went for an appointment a week and a half ago. Now, as I reported earlier, she made not one trip to the hospital to get turned away, but three trips. And unlike Mr. Duncan, her treatment was delayed not for 2 days, but for an entire week. And when they finally diagnosed her as having Ebola, they left her for 8 hours in the emergency room in close proximity to workers as well as to patients. Now, the doctor who finally treated her said the patient was suffering from diarrhea, vomiting, and coughing, and his protective equipment, he said, was ill-fitting at times. The sleeves were too short. He said, leaving his skin exposed, that is a fatal mistake there. Despite being on the front line of treating the nurse, he was not updated when her test results proved positive. He said, I learned of the results from journalists rather than from the relevant authority. So he never was told by the hospital. He only learned of it in the media. Then they also talk about the ambulance. Again, mirroring the kinds of missteps that we saw in Dallas, he said the ambulance that initially brought her from home to the hospital carried seven other patients after her before it was sterilized. Well, Spain is not just having a hard time controlling the outbreak and spread of Ebola. They're also having a hard time containing the independence movement in Catalonia. But it looks like they've come up with a nuclear option, something that is guaranteed to turn the vote back. They have maintained that the Catalonians, despite having a separate culture, a separate language, and wanting to break away from Spain, there's a very popular independence movement there. They've said they will not be allowed to have a vote, or they will not recognize it unless Spain calls the election. And Spain wants all of Spain, not just the people who want independence, to have a vote. That'd be like saying in the UK that not just Scotland would get the vote, but England and Wales and Northern Ireland would get the vote as well. But now they have come up, I think, with something that is going to swing it in the favor of not going to independence. Catalan clubs are now facing La Liga axe if the region secedes, reports the USA Today. In other words, the football clubs, or as we would call them in the United States, the soccer clubs in Barcelona and Espanyol would not be allowed to play in the Spanish league. That would be like if we had in the United States a Texas secession movement, a Texas independence movement, and they came back and said, if you vote to secede from the United States, you won't be allowed to have the Cowboys play in the NFL. I think that's their ace in the hole. I think they're going to be able to stop it with that. But it's not just the election in Catalonia that's coming up, of course. The American election is just a couple of weeks away. And we see that the Democrats are running as fast as they can, not just from Obama, but also from Harry Reid. Democratic Senate candidates are running away from Harry Reid, reports the Daily Caller. And they're saying that Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor, who's one of the most vulnerable Democrats running this year, told donors during a closed-door event that he would like to see Harry Reid replaced as a leader. And in Kansas, we see Greg Orman is an independent candidate that's supported mostly by Democrats. He said, the Senate is being run poorly. Harry Reid is running it like a dictatorship. And, of course, it's not just Obama and Harry Reid. It's also Nancy Pelosi that they're running from. This story that's up on InfoWars.com from BizPack Review says flailing Democrats in tough House races are attacking Nancy Pelosi in their own campaign ads. They have career politicians like Dub Lamborn and Nancy Pelosi have failed, says a Democrat named Halter, who is running in Colorado. He says there's only one way to change Washington, vote them out. That's a Democrat ad saying vote out Nancy Pelosi. And, of course, Republicans call them on this hypocrisy. They say these Democrats are complete hypocrites. They say unless they're willing to give up the millions in outside spending that Nancy Pelosi is dumping into their races, then the ads are a complete lie. And, of course, they want to distance themselves from the people who are clearly understood along with their policies. They want to pretend that they don't have anything to do with these people or their policies, and yet they will continue those policies, as, unfortunately, will the GOP for the most part. Now, there is an interesting proposition coming up. There's going to be a lot of interesting propositions on things like legalizing medical marijuana in many different states, but we've also got one that's a little bit different in Arizona. Prop 122 is pushing back against federal overreach. This is a story from the New American, and this is what the title of the Proposition 122 says. It says the state will exercise its sovereign authority by restricting state and local government personnel and financial resources to purposes that are consistent with the Constitution of the United States. They say a yes vote will have the effect of allowing the state to restrict the state and all local governments from using any personnel or financial resources to enforce, administer, or cooperate with a federal action or program that is not consistent with the Constitution of the United States. He says this proposed amendment to the state constitution, known as Proposition 122, is at once the most important and the most irrelevant question to be decided by the citizens of the Grand Canyon state. Now, he says, of course, to resist the federal trampling of the Constitution is a right of state lawmakers. So it is very important, but they already have that power. It's called the nullification power. I think it's very important that the federal government has become so obviously criminal in ignoring the Constitution and violating the Constitution that you would see things like this on the ballot. And he's right to point out in this article that it is the most important and at the same time irrelevant thing that will be on the ballot in Arizona. Nullification has been established. It was established back at the time of Jefferson and Madison. And we know that everyone, including state officials, swear an oath to the Constitution. That is the supreme law of the land. They are merely stewards. The Constitution is the king in America. And if they don't support it, they don't have any legal authority for anything that they do. You know, we also have an epidemic in this country of government violence, and that's tied to the war on drugs and SWAT teams. Look at this latest news story here. No indictment for the Georgia SWAT team that burned the baby with a stun grenade. And probably you remember this. This was a SWAT raid into an apartment. They threw a incendiary grenade into a baby's crib, severely burned that child. The child is not dead, but is severely permanently injured. Yet a grand jury has declined to return an indictment. It looks like they're going to take a look at this, however, from the federal perspective. And they should take a look at it, of course, from a lawsuit perspective. Taking a civil lawsuit, we see that in a case in Denver, a warrantless raid on the wrong people there cost Denver cops $1.8 million. Of course, it didn't cost the cops that at all. It's going to cost the taxpayers that much money. And that's unfortunately what always happens. We see that the taxpayers, who are also the ones who are being attacked by this militarized, out-of-control war on drugs, are also the ones who pay for the misdeeds. It never comes out of the budget of the police, and the individuals who are actually doing it are not held individually responsible. In this particular case in Denver in 2009, cops broke down the door of a house that was used as a drug den and a brothel. Not having kept their information current, the cops didn't know that the house was now occupied by someone else. And of course, as a SWAT team raid and as a war on drugs raid, we've seen this happening all the time. They don't bother to get a warrant. They don't have an application for a warrant. They don't have a specific thing that they're looking for. If they had followed the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment, they would have had the details to know that that fellow is no longer there. As a family attorney later described the scene, the officers rushed inside, roughed up the residents, including shoving a 16-year-old boy's head through a window and dealing out a generous dollop of beatings and body slammings. The officers rushed inside, roughed everybody up, including shoving a 16-year-old boy's head through a window. Now, to cover themselves, they trumped up a bunch of nonsense charges, as we have seen happen over and over again. But essentially, the war on drugs itself is a bunch of trumped-up charges against the American people. And just like we need to see state legislators stand up for the Constitution against federal overreach, we especially need to see that in the war on drugs. Well, that's it for tonight's news. If you're watching this on YouTube, please consider subscribing to the Alex Jones channel. And if you're watching it on YouTube, please consider supporting our operation with a subscription to Prison Planet TV. Your paid subscription supports our operation, and it allows you to share it with up to 11 other people at the same time so you all get the news the night that it happens. Well, join us again tomorrow night at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water. I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste.
Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.
Prepare yourself for a perfectly outrageous motion picture.
Howard Beale went up there last night and said what every American feels, that he's tired of all the bull...
For sakes, Diana, we're talking about putting a manifestly irresponsible man on national television.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T. And DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone.
Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
Why me?
It was your own television, dummy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Howard Beale.
I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Thing sucks.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. He just said he was going to blow his brains out.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Congresswoman, let me interrupt you just for a moment. We've got some breaking news out of Miami. Stand by, if you will. Right now in Miami, Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges. The judge is reading the charges, including resisting arrest and driving under the influence. He's appearing now before the judge for his bond hearing.
I want a show developed based on the activities of a terrorist group.
Well, I'm mad. I want to make a TV star out of you.
You're going to be a household word.
Osama bin Laden is just one person. He is representative of networks of people who absolutely have made their cause to defeat the freedoms that we understand. And we will not allow them to do so.
Death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet.
NATO is in command of the entire U.S. military publicly. Homeland Security now says their mission has nothing to do with al-Qaeda or Muslim extremists. It has to do with the Tea Party, who will launch police-killing terror attacks any minute. With no evidence of that, now it's beginning. The borders are completely wide open. Tens of millions of people are flooding here as we speak, hundreds of thousands a month, pouring over the borders, being given driver's license in California to pull the lever to ban guns. We are in the middle of a globalist revolution against this country right now.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Network television will never be the same.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!